This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. RTD is working to return to normal operations in Metro Denver after it cut service and stopped collecting fares. RTD could start charging for rides in June if the state continues to make progress against COVID-19. General Manager Paul Ballard says restoring service as more people return to work requires a careful balance.
We want to make sure that we have enough operators of the buses and the trains to actually staff the service that we are bringing back.
RTD is also considering employee furloughs to save money. The University of Northern Colorado will resume classroom instruction this fall, CPR's Grace Hood reports.
UNC President Andrew Feinstein said that he wants students, faculty, and staff to return in August for the fall semester. He said conditions will likely evolve as social distancing measures are put in place. Classrooms may be arranged differently. Testing, temperature checks, and contact tracing may be used, and students may need to wear masks. UNC is the first large university to announce plans to bring students back together this fall in Colorado. CSU and CU are still considering what the fall semester will look like. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Parks officials in Denver, Boulder, and Jefferson counties say the pandemic has led to more visitors than usual. The increased foot traffic is damaging trails and hurting natural resources. 79 degrees in Denver, it is 69 in Vail. This is CPR News.